Good morning, I'm Renee Montaigne. He may have come up short in the Republican presidential primary, but Mike Huckabee has swept a weekend vote taken for hero. That vote came at North Carolina's state Republican Party convention after Huckabee saved a state senator from choking. Huckabee was at the luncheon to give a keynote speech. He ended up giving the Heimlich maneuver first and allowing the party to breathe a little easier. It's Morning Edition.
From NPR News in Washington, I'm Carol Van Dam. President Bush leaves for Europe today to talk about trade, global warming, and ways to combat terrorism with European leaders. NPR's Don Gagne says Mr. Bush will stay in Europe for a week.
And it could be his final trip to the European continent as president. He'll be in Ljubljana, Slovenia for a meeting with European Union leaders. Then it is a tour of European capitals from Berlin to Rome, to Paris, to London, before finally concluding his trip in Belfast in Northern Ireland.
NPR's Don Gagne reporting. Water levels have begun to come down across southern Indiana, communities inundated by rains over the last week. However, the rising tides washed away large chunks of infrastructure, which now have to be rebuilt. Stan Jezdrebski of member station WFIU in Bloomington, Indiana, has more.
As rivers and lakes in Indiana pushed past flood stage and into record territory in some cases, dams burst, bridges were washed downstream, and roads classified as impassable when wet became undrivable even when bone dry. Stephen Craddock is deputy director of the Owen County Emergency Management Office. He says preliminary estimates in his county are not promising.
We're looking at probably 70% of our roads damaged, some of them beyond repair.
In addition to building and road cleanup and the relocation of displaced residents, there is now the worry of diseases, including tetanus and West Nile virus, which can be easily spread where there is standing and unfiltered water. For NPR News, I'm Stan Jastrzebski in Bloomington, Indiana.
The death toll stands at 8, and more rain is forecast for today. The governors of Wisconsin and Iowa are seeking federal disaster aid for nearly 30 counties in each state. Gas prices have climbed again. The national average price for a gallon of regular is now more than $4. NPR's Allison Keyes has the story.
The national average price for a gallon of regular gasoline is now just over $4 a gallon. Drivers in Fresno, California are paying a spine-tingling $4.48. AAA's Jeff Sundstrom has a price history lesson.
The nationwide average price of self-serve regular is up a full dollar from where it was a year ago, and we're up 33 cents in just the last month.
The increases are affecting the demand for gas and causing a drop in sales of fuel-guzzling SUVs and pickups. But it could be worse. Drivers in European countries, including Britain and France, are paying at least double the average U.S. price. A study issued last week found that if prices here rise to $5 a gallon, 85% of Americans would cut out non-essential driving, walk, or bike. Allison Keyes, NPR News, Washington.
Asian stock prices are down today in reaction to last week's higher oil prices. Japan's Nikkei index dropped 308 points, or 2.1%. Rescuers in eastern Ukraine continue to search for more than 30 miners. They were trapped underground after yesterday's coal mine explosion. This is NPR. Three British soldiers were killed by a suicide bomber in southern Afghanistan yesterday. The same day, Laura Bush made an unannounced visit to the country to highlight progress in the country that has seen a recent surge in violence. A donors' conference for Afghanistan's benefit will be held Thursday in Paris. The soldiers were killed while on foot patrol in Helmand province, an insurgent stronghold. The International Organization for Migration reports more families displaced by sectarian violence and military operations in Iraq are returning to certain areas of the capital, Baghdad, where security has improved over the past months. But IOM says these numbers are tiny compared to the 2.7 million Iraqis who remain internally displaced. Lisa Schlein reports from Geneva.
IOM reports tens of thousands of people have returned to their former homes in Baghdad's eastern Sadr city and Rashid sub-district in recent weeks. But spokesman Jean-Philippe Chauzy warns these returns are very fragile and could be easily reversed.
What we know from experience is that families who have returned will probably consider displacement if they feel that security is not adequate in their area of origin, or if they feel that they cannot sustain themselves.
Shazi says returnees lack access to basic services, including food rations, drinkable water, health care, medicine, and education. Also, many families can't return to their former homes, either because they were destroyed or are currently occupied by squatters. For NPR News, I'm Lisa Schlein in Geneva.
Space Shuttle Discovery astronauts are set to work on a few remaining tasks at the International Space Station today. The newest lab's robotic arm will be fully extended. I'm Carol Van Dam, NPR News in Washington.
Support for NPR comes from HBO, presenting Roman Polanski, Wanted and Desired, part of the HBO documentary film series every Monday at 9 p.m., tonight on HBO.
Good morning. We have 70 degrees on Friends Plaza. We had a few scattered showers and sprinkles out there this morning, ever since about 4 a.m. when I got in here. Otherwise, it's in the lower 70s across east central Illinois. We had some rain that moved across mostly western Illinois overnight last night. Anywhere from 3/4 of an inch to up to 1.5 inches of rain fell. Areas basically northwest of the Illinois River last night. Now the rain has begun to diminish in intensity, now just more of just scattered light showers and sprinkles out there. Unfortunately, that's not going to be the end of the rainfall.